When you think of faith-walking women of the Bible and women we can learn from, does your first thought go to the woman caught in the act of adultery? Probably not. She's not listed in the Hebrews 11 Hall of Faith. We aren't even given her name. She's known simply as an adulteress. So why would I choose her as someone to look to on our faith journey this month as we are looking to women we can learn from? Simply this, she has an encounter with Jesus. And all throughout Scripture, when people encounter Jesus, there is something to learn. In John chapter 8, we see Jesus teaching at a temple one morning. A big crowd gathers to listen, and as he is teaching, the scribes and Pharisees bring him a woman caught in adultery. They had no care for the heart or life of this woman. They were testing Jesus with the hopes of trapping him and having him arrested. Okay, let's stop for a minute because when I read this chapter, I tend to breeze by this part and get quickly to the words of Jesus. But can you imagine being this woman? We don't know her story. We don't know what led her to the life and choices she was currently making, but there she was. What was done in the dark was quickly brought into the light for all to see and judge. My heart goes out to her. While at the same time, my heart is convicted by how quickly I have been to judge those like her, while my sin put Jesus on the cross just the same. She was on trial before Jesus, this crowd, and the religious leaders. By law, she should be stoned. So what would Jesus do? He stooped down and began writing on the ground. John 8:7. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." This woman just stood there and watched. Knowing what the law demanded, she watched grace unfold before her. So did everyone else watching and hanging on every word of Jesus. "Whoever is without sin, go ahead and throw a stone." Can you imagine the silence? All you hear is the sound of rocks dropping to the ground and sandals rustling away in the dirt. Grace is displayed so beautifully. Then the moment of truth comes, and he acknowledges the sudden disappearance of her accusers. "Woman, has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir." "Then neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." When have you been judge and jury? Drop the stones. When have you been the accused? Look to Jesus, not your accusers, and be redeemed. When have you been given a second chance at life? See the amazing gift of grace in your life and go and sin no more. This woman, this adulteress, we know nothing more about, but her story didn't end there. I believe after her life-changing, life-saving moment with Jesus in front of who knows how many people, she walked away forgiven. And by faith, her life looked very different than it had before. That's what Jesus offers for you and me today. That's the truth. When we come to him with our darkest and most hidden sin, he shines grace and truth on it the very same way he did for the adulterous woman. But I like to now refer to her as the woman made new. She got a second chance, and when I look at her story, I know I get one too. I'm Lori Klein.